What You Need to Know, being brought to you by Mirago Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Beto Duran is in today for Shidano. And
where
in
is
for the whole
guy?
Week. Dude, he's in Miami right now.
Yeah?
Nice.
Yeah. He's also possibly in Kentucky. Because remember, he was doing like the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Tour thingy? Yeah,
no way. That's cool. Yeah. I'm going to have to hit up my Armando. I got a guy for him out there.
Yeah, he also had a guy. So he was doing a whole tour of... I mean, you and I did taco tours in East L.A. He's doing, like, bourbon tours in Kentucky.
Yeah, same thing.
Kind of. Well, here's Lindsay Baseball, a.k.a. Double H, in the house and ready for What We Need to Know.
So what you guys need to know today is that veteran Saturday Night Live cast member Kenan Thompson, who's my personal favorite, he's going to be hosting next month's Emmy Awards. Thompson has been with NBC's Late Night Sketch Show since 2003, and he's returning for his 20th season this fall. I'm pretty sure he's the only guy who's lasted 20 seasons. His work on SNL has earned him a trio of Emmy supporting acting nominations, and he won one back in 2018 for a Barack Obama skit. The September 12th Emmy ceremony is going to air live on NBC and carried on its streaming sibling Peacock. Top nominees for this year's Emmys include the dramas Succession, a favorite of Beto's, and Squid Game, and comedies like Ted Lasso, Hacks, and Only Murders in the Building, which is one of my favorites, streaming on Hulu. So that's what you need to know.
Okay. Nice. Good for him, man. I like him.
I love that guy.
20 years is a long time. Like, think of all the things and cultures and trends that have come and gone in 20 years on SNL.
Yeah, but I just wonder, has there anybody that's ever been a longer tenured cast member?
I don't think so. I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure that like 2 years ago made him like 18 or something was the longest.
Is that still a big deal, though, hosting the Emmys? Do people watch that? Like
award
show. Do people still watch that?
With him hosting it?
Yeah, because the Oscars got rid of a host, right? After they canceled Kevin Hart?
They did one this year.
They had a host this year?
They had three.
Who?
It was like three women, I think.
Wanda Sykes.
Wait, bring it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't remember. It was like three hosts.
Briefly, it was like Wanda
Sykes. Yeah, they had three women.
And two other female comedians. I don't remember who they were. Maybe
But to Laura's point, that's exactly it. Like, you don't, like, Laura's up
Amy
to
Schumer.
Date. She knows who it is, but.
I think it was one.
Okay. Well, we're going to figure out the other two, Laura. We're going to get there. Yeah. But, I mean, do people really care about award shows anymore?
Listen, you mentioned Succession earlier, that you like that show.
Yeah.
I like Succession, but I haven't gone back to it. I'm like in mid-season somewhere. I don't even know which season I'm in at this point. Ted Lasso, everybody gives me a hard time because I couldn't figure out how to use my Apple TV, but I've ultimately figured out, Laura.
Amazing, right?
That I actually didn't. I just didn't subscribe, I guess, is what happened. So I'm still two episodes from finishing.
Oh, man, you got to get ready.
Well, you know what happened?
You got to get ready for next season, man.
Beto, I had
that
an
new
Apple,
manager, ooh.
I know, but I had an Apple TV, and it was an external one. It was connected to a non-smart TV through an HDMI cable.
And that's what you needed.
Yeah, that's what you know. The Celebrity Jeopardy. Here we go with Kenan Thompson. That's hilarious.
By the way, Kenan Thompson, like I said, he is the longest tenured cast member of SNL. And Daryl Hammond was 18.
Keenan Thompson is only 44? Damn, I feel like I haven't done anything in my life.
I feel like he seems younger than that.
Yeah. No, because he before he was on SNL, you'd have to go back and look at this, but...
He was on Keenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel. Whatever happened to Kel? I remember that guy, Kel.
Kel
ended up like hosting you guys probably don't remember, but no way you know this.
I remember.
Kel or Pel? What's his name? Keenan and what?
Keenan and Kel.
So Kel ended up hosting... an afternoon dance show.
I had no idea.
In L.A. here. It was like on like at 5:30. Oh, man. It was like.
Kel Mitchell. He used to go, who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. Is it true? Is it true? I love that show.
Kel Mitchell. Yeah. He hosted some kind of like random dance show. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, I have no idea what
you're neither did I, but I remember watching. It was like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, this sucks, bro. But
I was going to say that. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, but it was like funny because it was Dance 360. He hosted the show Dance 360. It lasted for like one season. It would just people come on. I'm like, this is bad. Because my son, it was 2005, so my son was born.
So it was Wildin' Out before Wildin' Out.
Something like that, man. But it was dumb. But anyways, it was cool.
Well, let me tell you guys that I want to try and get Beto to do something for the show. I want to try and get Beto to participate in something on behalf of the Sedano and
Is this
show.
Wacky radio bit? Like, I'm not going to dress up for anything.
You're not going to go live on a roof of a building for the next, 6 months until you raise $1 million.
I'm not dressing up. I'm not being like Ireland.
You're not going to get buried alive.
Yeah, like Ireland didn't wear like a bunny suit or anything like that.
You're not going to hold your hand on a car to see who's holding the car the longest, and then whoever's standing the last, they win the car. You're not going to do that?
If it's your Range Rover, yeah.
Okay, we'd have to look into that.
Okay.
Well, before I tell you exactly what I have in mind, I want to tell everybody that on Friday, August 26th, so mark your calendars now, it's our fantasy football draft party hosted by me and Sedano. And here's the thing. We're going to give away a table at our fantasy football draft where you and seven of your friends can all come and be a part of it. Everybody's got to be 21 years or older. Participants at our draft party can win Rams autograph merch, so much more. And we're going to give it away a little bit later on in the show. So, Beto,
you guys having a fantasy draft party?
Correct. It is on Friday, August 26th. It's happening at Hollywood Park Casino. It was a great time a year ago. And
that's a busy week for you guys.
It is.
Wednesday beer, Friday football. Let's go, Cappy.
Right, because Wednesday, we're down at Union Station. We're down at the Brew House, which is, that brewery. And we're going to be doing a live broadcast on Wednesday the 24th at Union Station. Then on Friday the 26th, we're going to be doing a live broadcast from Hollywood Park Casino. And we're giving away tables at our big fantasy football draft. So, Beto, here's my question for you. Do you play fantasy football?
Yeah, I'm a great trash talker.
Okay, but are you a great player?
I'm a great trash talker, and I donate really good money.
Okay, so because I am terrible in fantasy sports. Do you know that Steve Mason roped me into playing in his fantasy baseball league this year?
Yeah, they took you, sucker. They saw you right away. Dude. They saw you, like, let me donate.
That was like the day that I was at the Tijuana airport. I was trying to go into Mexico, and they found all these cannabis products in my bag because I didn't take any of them out of their, respective packaging.
Uh-huh.
And they saw me coming from a mile away. They saw me hit the ATM machine. They saw me go through the security. They're like, gringo, who just went to the ATM machine, take his money. And
but
that's
what they did. You don't really like baseball, so why would you even play fantasy baseball? This is you just wanting to be part of the crew.
I thought it was going to be a thing where I was like, okay, Mace, you're inviting me to play. Sounds like fun.
Sucker.
And then I gave my son the team, and the draft was like 12 hours long on a Saturday night.
And there's guys who take it serious. A bunch of nerds.
They are nerds. That's exactly right. Yeah. And I have no interest in it, and I can't follow along with it. And it's on some platform I don't know how to use. They'll call me, and they'll go, hey, you should be making this trade. I'm like, I don't trust any of you guys, so I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting still with my team. I'm not letting you have anything that's on my team.
There you go.
And I'm happy to finish last, and I'm happy to give you the money, even though I'm really not happy to give you the money.
And then delete me, unfollow me.
Right. I thought it would be easy.
No.
So here's my question.
They play every day, Cap.
Can I get you, Beto Duran, to represent the Sedano and Cap show in a fantasy football league? Let me sell it to
you. Nope.
Well, hold on.
Well, the question, you got to ask a better question.
Let me try and sell it to you. You got Beto and Whittier, who is from the Sedano and Cap community. Beto Duran, are you familiar with Beto and Whittier?
Yeah, we drink.
Okay. You know who Crypto Ray is?
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, these are all members of the Sedano and Cap community. Now, Crypto Ray hit me up and said, Beto from Whittier is starting a Circle of Trust fantasy league.
Yeah, I've seen
it. He sent me the link.
I've seen it.
He says there's only a few spots left. And he would like to have Sedano, Laura, or Lindsay, or myself join before it fills up. Now, I'm a terrible fantasy sports player because I don't have the attention span for it. Lindsay, do you play fantasy football?
I do, and I am a three-time champ in a league that has been going on for 16 years now. I think it's our 16th year.
Oh, snap.
And I pay a lot of money to play in it, so unfortunately, that's the only league that I will commit to.
Oh, snap. Okay.
So you say you pay a lot of money. Is it more than Mason's baseball league?
Yes.
How much?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is a radio show on Los Angeles, and we're talking about gambling here, Cap.
So there's nothing wrong with that?
Cap,
let
it go.
I'm covering my bases, okay?
Cap, she's spending some dough. Let it go.
All right. So, Lindsay, you play in a fantasy football league that's big money, so you will not play in this Crypto Ray Beto from Whittier League.
I cannot commit the time and dedicate the time that it would take.
Okay. Laura, do you play fantasy
football? Laura's going to do it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Don't be poo-pooing anything.
No,
I nominate Laura. Here's why I cannot do this.
First of all, it's Laura, not Nora.
It's Laura.
Second of all,
Laura
I have two jobs. I cannot commit to that.
You sit there and you can focus on fantasy football.
No.
It'll make you engage with the show.
I am.
And then on Mondays, we can do the Laura Fantasy Football Report.
Nope.
There it is.
No, it's not happening.
Because look, Cap.
It's all figured out.
I got it all figured
Beto
out.
Beto can look, do it.
Nope, I can't do this because one, I don't pay attention. And like Lindsay,
same, me
I
either.
Am all, nope, you're going to get paid to do this. Yo, turn your microphone off. We are going to get you. Also,
no,
here's why.
We're not.
Listen to me. Listen
a man
to me.
Telling me what to do. Nope.
It is when it's part of your job now.
Woman.
We got it.
Nope.
All right, here,
I am
Cap.
My own woman.
Yep,
here we
I
go.
Am.
Here's why I cannot do it. One, I am just like Lindsay. I am in a fantasy football league that requires a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of trash talking. We have a WhatsApp going on, and that is just all year round, and that's all my focus. And I don't run that team. My son does it. We have an amazing fantasy football draft with a catered hibachi and everything else, and this guy's from all – there's different countries involved in this one. So that's my focus on that, and because it's my focus, I hire my son out to run the team. It is so much trash talking, and I can't – deviate from that one, and I don't really pay attention. And also because of traveling, I'm all over the place.
When,
all right, so I say
when there's family involved, it's like a serious thing. Because mine is my brother started this league.
Yeah. So
and
no,
look,
I even took myself out of my family fantasy football with the in-laws and everybody else because I wasn't paying attention to that because I got to lock in on the rich people.
So
Laura is going to be our representative.
Okay.
Here's
no,
why.
Listen
to this, Cap.
No,
I'm going to sell you on this. Okay. All right. You want me to be positive? I'm going to be positive. One. Laura is the one that engages
negative.
The most with the community.
That is true.
Boom. There it is. Two, Laura can go back and forth and talk trash with the community without getting fired for being on air. Boom. Perfect right there. Laura, being a newbie to fantasy football, can be a big winner. And represent the station. And also, this is a great opportunity for Laura and her boo to unite together and do something. Boom. Cap.
Negative.
I say we got Laura representing hook, line, and sinker.
Any chance we can recruit Christian to participate in
Yeah,
this
what
Laura?
If the boo? Is the boo a good fantasy
yeah,
football player?
What if you guys
player?
Are like co-managers? I mean,
yeah.
I'll pitch in a little, you
And
know?
Then every Monday, we get the Laura fantasy
Nobody's
football
paying
report.
Me enough to do this. Nope.
There
nope.
it is.
Okay, so
Hey, do
straight.
You want the segment on Laura's fantasy football
no,
advice?
Okay.
There it is.
I'm not an
How
is talent. It is okay.
How is Laura going to get her own segment here on Ball Fantasy Football. We could get a sponsor.
No.
Next thing you know, she's driving a Range Rover.
She sounds
Boom.
Really pumped about this.
No.
So let me get this straight. So Beto's out because he plays in a big money league. Lindsay's out because she plays in a big money league.
How about
Laura's
you,
not. Laura's out because she's got multiple jobs and they don't
yeah.
pay her enough to do this.
Exactly.
That leaves me. I'm terrible.
No, you're
at fantasy
too busy.
Football.
You're too busy.
Or maybe we just put Sedano in it because he's not here to say no.
No.
That team's not going to get a lineup set
no.
all season.
Laura, it's all Laura.
It's not Laura.
It is Laura.
I hate how
because
guys
Laura's
tell
the
me
one,
what to do
and
now.
Also too, Cap.
Don't you tell me what to do. I'm my own woman.
Cap,
exactly.
Because everybody
tell me what to do.
And during football season, everybody's traveling different parts. We're not going to be able to pay attention to the show on Mondays. Laura's going to be here because this is her schedule.
It
she can do the
schedule.
Report.
All right.
I don't
well,
get
Crypto
paid
Ray,
for this.
Beto and Whittier,
there
we're working on it.
There
you,
it is.
You hear the argument that's
Sorry,
going
guys,
on.
Sorry, guys. Not happening.
Crypto
I
Ray.
Love y'all. I love y'all. I love the community, but it ain't happening.
Wow. Really? Laura's really? Turning her back on the community.
Listen,
she loves y'all.
No.
Mad
no.
love
I
for y'all.
I stand with Laura on this one.
No.
Because
Sorry.
You know what? It's
no.
a lot of work. It's a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
It's way more of a, like a time commitment that people
oh,
want to
okay, okay.
money, bro, that I don't got either.
The money. We got the money. You just show up.
I don't got either.
Laura, we will.
Time is money, though, Beto.
Laura, we will front you the money. All winnings you get to keep.
No. I yep. suck.
I suck.
I was like, trust me. Mm. I know my limits, and fantasy right. football ain't one.
I tried community.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Crypto
I'm
and you
real.
Guys call me the negative one? The one that right. says no to everything?
Beto from
no,
Whittier,
I keep
I'm
it
fine,
100.
Dude.
I keep it 100.
How come I when I say 100, it's like, oh, you're a hater? Laura says no.
I don't know. That's a them problem, not a me problem.
Man, your voice got all high pitched too.
No.
Would you rather one of us like be like, "Oh yeah, sure, I'll do it," and then it would be like the last place team that nobody does anything and they never, you know, participate because we're all like, "Oh, we're too busy." Like nobody likes that team.
Yeah,
and
if
well, that's me.
Also
that's me in the Mason League.
Yeah,
and if
no
my son is listening right now, Mateo, you better start focusing because I can't have you losing to these trash talking millionaires. All right, you're 17. Time to step it up, bro. All right,
right.
Make
right.
that a promo.
Yeah, do that right there. All right, well, I'm trying, everybody. I'm
yeah,
trying.
We all are.
And stay tuned because
Mark Cates right now. We can sell that. The Laura segment. It can be sold.
Mm-mm. Dude, not only can you sell it on radio, you could sell it on her Instagram Wednesday night
First
show.
First of all, we work on other stuff that has nothing to do with fantasy football. So we can still workshop that, Cates, but just in a different
Nah,
situation.
Forget it, Cates. Forget it. She's down.
All right, well, coming up next, how can you get there? On Friday, August 26th at Hollywood Park Casino, how can you win a table for you and seven of your pals? We'll tell you, coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. We're trying to fill up this community circle of trust fantasy football league.
Nah, it's done, man. It's done.
Yeah, because Beto and Whittier is like, you know, you guys are good. And then Crypto Ray was like, everybody here is a complete fantasy football novice. So Beto says he's out because he plays the high stakes game. Lindsay also has a big money game. Laura says, you don't pay me enough to play this.
Right?
I'm acting like I'm too busy and I stink at fantasy football. And Sedano's not here to say no. So... that's
so we try to get the Laura segment. She said,
"Nah." Fantasy football.
She said,
"It could be some else."
Nah, it's during football season. It's fantasy football, man. There's nothing else. You're about to hear 4 hours of all football talk from September all the way through January, all through February, right, Cap?
Yeah, you know it.
Breaking down Mountain West football. Let's
go. I don't know about Mountain West football. I'd say maybe like NFC West football. I don't know about Mountain West.
Come
football.
Come on now. Or what school is your kid at?
Oh, now that's different. Now if we break down Division II college football in the West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania area, I'm in for breaking that down.
What school is he at?
He's at West Liberty University.
West Liberty. Oh, let me
you
get
it. You know what you should
I'm
do?
I'm going to give me a shirt right now.
You know what you should do? Make a commitment to following the West Liberty football team.
I'm doing it right now. I'll follow them. I won't follow you, but I'll follow them.
Yeah, follow them. You don't need to follow me.
The Hilltoppers. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, come on.
West Liberty football. 2,500 students, Division II, athletics, let's go. Oh, nice, black and yellow.
You like that?
Yeah.
West I'm going to my first game in September. You know, it was a lot easier when you're playing at Saddleback and you can just go to games up in Mission Viejo. But now I got to schlep all the way across the country to go see these games.
That's
but
right,
you like this, Beto, you should come with me. September, I think it's 16, 17.
We can't go, Cap.
Why?
We got to go hang out with your buddy Canelo.
Oh, Canelo.
He's fighting Triple G. We got to go.
What's the date of that fight?
That's Saturday, so the 16th.
You're
Isn't
kidding me.
Your bestie?
Mm. Well, he hasn't called me to tell me about the fight. My bad. Mm. My bad. Come on.
Maybe we can go when they play.
I'm going to see them play Notre Dame.
How about November 12th when they play Frostburg State?
Frostburg State. Big game.
Big game. I'm there for that one.
No, I'm going to go see them play Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Not like Notre Dame, like Notre Dame College of Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, I have friends who went there. They play volleyball at Notre Dame College of Ohio.
Yeah, so I'm going to go see that game.
West Virginia Wesleyan, that's a good one. It's the Hall of Fame game. You got to go for that.
Wait, I think it's October 22nd. I'm going for the homecoming game.
October 22nd?
Yeah. They're playing against Wheeling.
Oh, hey, dude, the Wheeling, when you play them, you know, those two teams, they get after it.
They don't like each other. Naturally.
Oh, yeah, Wheeling. Yeah.
Mm. All right, so you commit. Listen, I will watch.
Especially since Wheeling won last year, 26-20.
Dude, I'm keeping up with your kid playing high school basketball. Keep up with my kid playing Division II college football.
I'm about to do it right now.
All right, cool, man. Wheeling, I appreciate that.
Nah.
All right, let's give away this fantasy football thing right now. Okay, here's the situation, everybody. On Friday, August 26th, me and Sedano, along with Laura and Lindsay, the whole mishbucha, we are going to be at...
the what?
The mishbucha.
Okay.
Like I would say that's comparable to familia.
Okay. I'm on it. I'm down. Yes.
So the mishbucha is going to be in the house at Hollywood Park Casino. Eat, drink, draft. We're going to be there from 4 to 7 p.m. And then after we get off the air, that's when the fantasy draft goes down.
All right.
We've got a table for you. You bring seven of your pals, so it's a table of eight people total, as best I understand everything that's going on. You got an eight-pack. You're the man. You tell all your friends, hey, we're going to the ESPN 710 fantasy football draft at Hollywood Park Casino. We're going to have a great time. Sedano and Cap are going to be doing the show, and then we're going to do this draft. It's going to be a blast. So come on out and be ready. Beto, what's your favorite number between 1 and 50,000?
30,
okay. I would say caller 30, but then you know what's going to happen.
No, not for a call. No.
Divided by six.
I was giving you like 50,000.
Well, I thought maybe you were doing a. I thought you were doing a bit about numbers. You know?
No, if you would have said 49,000, I'd say caller 49,000.
I said 30 because you know my kid. You know that's his number right there.
Okay, got it.
But what you want for the caller?
Yeah.
Oh, caller four.
Caller four.
Yeah, Byron Scott.
Okay, that makes Lindsay and Laura very happy.
I'm not screening 30 calls.
Yeah, well, come on, Cap. You got to get.
Can't you just go like this? Can't you just go, you're caller 26?
Sure, I can, but
you're
again,
caller 27.
I've
got
to do
it. We got rules, Cappy.
Jesus.
Like, oh, there are rules?
You know, yes.
Muchacho.
I'm not going to go through literally 30 calls.
You know, when I used to work at another station, it was a really high number. We really had to go 1, 2, 3, da-da-da-da-da-da, but there was a call screener. There's legalities here, Cappy.
Okay, legalities. Okay. Caller number 4, 877-710-ESPN.
Dak Prescott. Let's go.
877-710-3776. Caller 4, you've got a table for 8 at Hollywood Park Casino on Friday, August 26th. Now, our man Clinton Yates says that he's coming to this event unless he's at the Little League World Series because he has to draft his fantasy football team. Have you heard about Clinton's fantasy team?
No.
You don't know about this?
Okay, the part where I said no. Nah.
Oh, that means no. Okay, gotcha. Clinton's fantasy football team, Beto Duran, is made up exclusively of white guys.
Stop it.
That's true.
Okay.
And he calls them?
Yeah, what's he called the team?
The Colonizers.
No, he does not. Does he really?
Yeah, he does. He said that. Cappy, you were here yesterday.
I didn't remember that. I forgot that part of it.
Cappy, in front of you, you were both in studio yesterday.
I know, but I don't remember every word he said.
Oh, I remember this now. He only drafts white guys. So Christian McCaffrey is his number one guy.
Right. He's only got like Christian McCaffrey, Cooper Kupp, and he's got a couple other guys. Adam Thielen, you know, quarterback. Wow. He had Josh Allen. But he literally only, his entire fantasy football team is made up exclusively of white guys. You like that?
Well, the yeah.
All right. I wonder how he does. How's his team do?
Well, as long as McCaffrey's running the rock, you're all right if he's hurt.
Yeah. Well, that's if. Right. Yeah. Then, there's no backup running back for him, you know? There is no Mike Allstott.
The Colonizer. Mike Allstott. Look at you going fullback from Purdue. All right.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah. In other words, Larry Zonka where you need him, right?
Right. Can you name another white guy running back? Yeah. So that's the way Clinton does it.
Okay. And you do fantasy where? Who do you do your league with?
Who am I going to do my league with?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the ESPN league.
Yeah, Cap. Since Laura don't want to do it, you got to get in with the people. I like that.
You know what?
I'm throwing me into the bus.
I'm not throwing you ran yourself over.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm thinking Beto and Whittier and Crypto Ray, they're trying to get one of us, at least one of us, to have one spot. Like, maybe we should just have a spot in the league. And we'll just call it the Sedano and Cap team. And then I'll
no,
do what
because
Beto
it's not
suggests.
Fair to the people in the league who focus on it. So we gotta have. We don't want to be that person like you in the baseball league that doesn't pay
no,
attention.
No, no, no. But somebody did say in the community that we can have something like what Cap said, but then have someone else run it. That's not it.
Yeah.
If you then do fantasy, you do it.
I just told you why I can't do it.
Well, so
Cap is the one who is like really, really pushing this, you know?
Well, because
like,
I'm a member of the community.
Sure, Cap, yeah. But you know what?
So is Laura.
We all are. So are you?
Yeah, a lot
no,
of people
not really.
Ask
I'm
a
outsider.
Lot of things of all of us, and I feel like, again, a fantasy football team is a big commitment.
It is. Like, and, and then also, the last thing you want to do is lose.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to own you.
Right. Thank you. And then
like
that's
Lindsay,
why you're making me. Mm-hmm.
No, no, but Lindsay, I feel like given your experience. And
it's not going to happen.
Why don't you do it? If you're so gung-ho about it, then you do it. Quit trying to sign everybody else up for stuff that you don't even want to do.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that I don't want to do it. It's that I'm not good at it.
Okay, well.
Okay, how about you do it? How about you do it, and every week, Kate, sell the segment. Every week, we figure out Cap's team. And as a show, you guys submit your lineup.
That's not good on-air content because at the end of the day, nobody cares about your fantasy team.
I'm trying to just play along.
Okay,
with
I'm just saying.
You guys wanted me to be.
Listen,
Beto from last week would have been saying, this is stupid, Cap, move on. Well, nobody wants to hear about fantasy. But I'm trying to play along today, but you guys are testing my nerves right now, right?
I didn't tell you to play along. You got to be you, bro.
No, I'll be all you stupid people in the community telling me I'm bitter and upset. Well, look what you guys did now. It's all Laura's fault. I'm walking out. Go talk about
Laura's fault. No, it's the double H's
fault. Blame the Mexican. Thank you, Beto. Thank you.
You went there, not me.
This is such bleepery. It is
exactly.
Bleepery.
We're
stand
Sedano.
By, everybody.
In and he's not even here.
Right, stand by, because coming up, Radio Tinder time on Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited to do some Radio Tinder today, especially since we're not doing Big Deal or No Deal today because we're out a little bit early today for the
Angels
we are? Game.
What time are we done?
6:30.
6:30.
Oh, I saw Mike Socia yesterday, too.
Oh, you did? How is he?
He's cool. He had a big smile on his face. I saw him at the Jaime Jarrín Foundation golf tournament that I played in. He, along with a lot of the 88, it was Socia and Hershiser sitting next to each other. Remember Tim Leary also was there. Sean Green, Nomar, Jerry Hairston played. It was cool. And then Jaime Jarrín was there always a gentleman, a class act. His foundation, Second Annual Golf Tournament, helps provide scholarships for aspiring Latino broadcasters.
That's cool. You know, I saw all that Vin Scully coverage last week after we were at that dinner Tuesday night, Beto, and you guys ran over and got on the air. But, you know, it's funny you mentioned Mike Socha, because you think back and you look at those teams and you see the players that were on those Dodger teams back then.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Mike Socha. And for so many people, Mike Socha was the manager of the Angels for like 20 years, not a Dodger player. You understand what I'm saying?
A big home run in the 88 playoffs at Shea Stadium in the rain in extra innings. He doesn't hit that home run. I don't think the Dodgers get to the World Series.
Well, we actually want to talk about the Dodgers before we get out of here today. Because
and you should. The
but
best
anyway,
team out there,
time
man.
For Radio
Radio Tinder.
I'm so excited, Lindsay.
Radio Tinder. Here we go.
$1.
Chris Sale, his season is already over after the Red Sox left-hander underwent surgery on Monday. And you want to know what he underwent surgery for? To repair a broken wrist, which he suffered in a bike accident over the weekend. Sale had an accident on a hill near his home, and no other people or vehicles were involved. So it's kind of difficult for me to picture this, you know, highly talented professional athlete riding a bike and just, you know, falling over because who knows what happened. But for there to be no one else involved in it, it's a little sus, but anyway.
Okay, all right. Why? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
I just feel like, you know, you're a professional athlete. You should know how to properly ride a bike. But whatever. Anyway, so Sale had the surgery, and he had this after just recently starting throwing again, roughly 3 weeks after he underwent another surgery on his fractured left pinky, which was also a freak accident. I don't even remember what that accident was. But it's the latest in a series of unlikely slash strange injuries that have ultimately ended Sale's season after just two starts and 5 2/3 innings. So is Chris Sale's time as a reliable starting pitcher over? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe right because of the words that you used, which is, are his days as a reliable starting pitcher in Major League Baseball over? You can't count on this guy. I mean, first it was the pinky injury you mentioned that I don't know the details of that, but you said it was a freak accident. Then he's barely played it all this year, right? Then he missed a year during the lockout because of a broken rib or something or other. I mean, there's been a lot of really strange things. It sounds to me like you don't believe that he was in a bike accident and that there's something else going on, and that's what they're using as an excuse?
I believe he was. I just find it interesting that it said that no one else, no other people or vehicles were involved, and it said that he was involved in an accident while riding his bike on a hill. So what? He just, like, fell over? Like, you know?
There's a lot of variables that could take somebody down on a bike. But all of that said, my answer is no. He is no longer a reliable starting pitcher.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree with Kevin. I'm also going to swipe right. If you look at it, Sale's adjusted salary for 21 and 22 is $20 million per year, adjusted, which means he made $833,000 per inning pitched this season. So he only threw 5 2/3, 42 last year, injuries for him. And, yeah, he's not going to be reliable for you, but the injury is interesting because you're riding your bike. So is it a mountain bike? You know, there's so many different questions. Did a car come out of nowhere and spook you? You know, Cap, you're down in the area where a lot of people are working on triathlon training, and you know, we've all ridden our bike, and there's been a car that just comes out of nowhere that shouldn't be in your bike lane, and you swerved. I've gone down on my bike when I was trying to train for a triathlon. It's scary. So injuries do happen, something like that. Sale's not a guy that you've heard up to no good, so I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Fair
of this.
Fair point. It's
not
weird.
Like Jeff Kent, you know, riding his motorcycle, he said he fell down washing his truck, right? You know, stuff like that. But it sucks. Like, that's a bad injury. Like,
dude, it doesn't suck if you're him. You have a $45 million contract guaranteed.
But he wants to pitch.
At the end of the day, though, a fractured rib cage, you can't breathe, man. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, don't you remember the story when I fell into Rachel's hot tub and I broke my rib?
No. When? I'm leaving it alone.
Another day, another time.
Yeah, I don't listen every day.
Breaking your rib sucks because there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I did that snowboarding. Yeah. I punched myself and I fractured a rib years ago, snowboarding Mammoth, thinking I was cool in the half pipe. Hell no, that was stupid. So then you're like, for like a month, you can't do anything.
Hurts bad.
Oh yeah.
Right now I'm going through an injury, you know, Beto.
Oh what?
You know, I have a broken leg. I have a shattered shin.
No, you don't.
Yes,
stop
I do.
It.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Stop. See, this is why I get annoyed and frustrated, and this is... Ooh.
No, I'm hurt. Legitimately injured.
All right. Anyways, go on, Lindsay, next.
What else we got, Lindsay?
All right, so Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, he revealed that he consumed a plant-based psychedelic substance known as ayahuasca last week, and apparently everybody was all up in arms about it, so much so that they wondered if he was going to get in any trouble with the NFL about it. Well, yesterday, league spokesperson Brian McCarthy said that any trace of the substance in Aaron Rodgers' system would not trigger a positive result under the substance abuse or performance-enhancing drug policies. Therefore, there's no reason why Rodgers would be in violation of the policy if he were to consume this ayahuasca. So I brought it up last week with Ramona and DeMarco, but with this update, I want to ask you guys, would you ever partake in an ayahuasca journey? Swipe left or swipe right? Beto, you go first.
Left. I ain't doing nothing to my body. I'm not putting anything in there except some wine, some tequila, and some beer. That's it.
Just those three things, wine, tequila, and beer, that's it?
Yeah, I'm not trying to do anything that changes you, the hallucinate. No. That's not for me. I've been around people that have said they want to do that. I'm like, cool, unfollow, unfriend you. I don't need to be around that stuff, man. Like, not that I'm being a square about it. If you want to do it, go ahead. But I just don't want to be around any of that. And I've heard people that say, you know, I'm going to go to the desert and I'm going to go hallucinate. You know what? For me, it's just my opinion. Life's good for me. I like seeing it through these eyes. I don't need to go and have something to enhance it, anything else. So, no.
You're out on this, huh?
Yeah. But if you want to do it, go ahead. Do what you do. Mm.
So, I've got a couple of buddies of mine that have been trying to get me to do this.
All right.
And I told them, this one friend of mine is like, no, dude, you don't understand. This is a life-changing situation. You got to do this. And I'm like, okay.
How old are they?
They're much younger, as a matter of fact. It's funny you ask that. These guys are probably in their mid-30s.
Okay.
Okay? And so this one buddy of mine, we had lunch one day, and I just thought we were going to catch up, and he starts hitting me up with this whole thing about, how do you pronounce it, Lindsay?
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, so he
told me. If you have to ask how to pronounce it, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what it was. So he told me, he goes, the 2 weeks prior to the retreat, you have to fast. No meat, no pork, no alcohol, no butter, no frappuccinos. He's like, so it was on, you know, you had to be on a diet and you have to kind of go crazy before you go on this ayahuasca retreat.
No, they didn't do that in Entourage. Like they
don't
went out to
call them. I don't recall.
All right, anyways.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this buddy of mine is trying to get me to do this and he tells me, he goes, hey, we're going to do it in October. And I don't remember. They're flying to some other part of the world. They're like out of the U.S. And I go, no, dude, I can't do it in October. Sorry, man. That's football season. And my friend goes, no, bro, that's the whole point, man. You got to give up something right now, and it's going to have to
be
a
couple weeks. Is that how he sounds?
He kind of was like saying to me, he's like, dude, no, you got to understand. You got to give up football season. I'm like, no, man. It's the middle of football season. I'm not giving up. It's October. Football season, basketball season starting. I can't be doing ayahuasca in another part of the world. I can't. Like, you can't do it. And he's like, no, bro, you don't get it. That's the whole point. You got to do this.
What are they trying to escape?
Listen.
I don't know, man.
I will say that, you know, regardless of like things that you've heard and what your friend has told you or whatever, there are a lot of people who have benefited greatly from this. There are people that have been drug addicts and alcoholics that have completely turned their lives over because it basically has a chemical in it that resets your brain and does something to your brain where it kind of jump starts it
Like I said, if you want to do it, go do it. If you feel like it's going to be beneficial for you, go do it. But for me, I love my life. I'm good. I like waking up every day knowing where I'm at. Like, it's good.
Well, Aaron Rodgers,
I don't ever
want to
be in that area where I am out of control of what's going on. Mm. Especially in the desert, man. Forget that. Them hawks will come get me.
I think that ayahuasca journeys are more so they tend to take place in the jungle, and it's never a situation where it's easy to get to, where like you need to have a shaman and you need to go by a train
You know what you need? You need some Boone's Farm and some cheap mescaline, and you'd be all right. You have the same thing.
A curandero.
Hey, like Bob
listen
took
to my man Beto.
Like
listen
Bob
to Beto.
Took Richie to TJ and he hung out with Tata and he went and saw all kinds of different things. He had images of a flying guitar in the plane. Oh yeah, all that good stuff.
I'm saying is I'm open to it, but leaving in October in the middle of football season to go to some other part of the world, I'm not down with that.
I don't think that's a requirement, Cap. I think that's just like your friend that like probably.
Yeah. I think your friend.
Based on what your friend said, like I wouldn't go. Like I'm a big proponent of using hallucinogenics to like heal your mind, but based on what you're saying about your friend, I would not go with that guy because it doesn't sound like, I don't know, I just want to go with that guy.
I don't know. This guy tells me that Cap, it's life-changing. He says that people.
Right.
They give up drugs or they wind up losing a lot of weight. They get over addictions. I'm like, I don't really have a lot of
You're good.
Addictions.
The only problem is you get hurt all the time.
Well, I got hurt because, you know, I was training for softball, you know.
Yeah.
I have a shattered shin.
Okay, real quick, one last radio Tinder here for you guys. Okay. Researchers at the University of Western Ontario recently completed the world's first ever international holographic teleportation. That's a lot of words. So a combination of hologram and teleport, the holoport technology, allows someone to instantly beam a hologram of a person to a far-off location, just like they do in, like, Star Trek and even in Star Wars.
Okay.
Microsoft has been working on its HoloLens for years, and Exa Aerospace has been providing the software that enables a special camera to create a holographic image of the subject, which then can be seen using the HoloLens. So if both the subject and the user wear the HoloLens, they can interact within their environments as if they are physically present in the same room. So it's just kind of like your it's kind of like Skype, but 3D teleportation.
So we're having hologram people?
Yeah.
Like I actually live and not understand one word of that.
I'm a swipe.
That's why I said
I'm a swipe confused.
Instead of Skype, it's like a hologram in person, like a live hologram.
I don't even want to see people on Skype, let alone in person. So
Skype. No. Who still uses Skype?
Just play along.
I mean, for everybody that gives me a hard time about using Pandora with commercials, I'm like, who's still using Skype?
So do you think that the holographic teleportation is technology of the future? Swipe left or swipe right? Beto, you go first.
I'm going to swipe right. It is going to be future. It's really going to happen. There are people going to use that. And you're going to, next thing you know, one of your bosses is going to be in there giving you some kind of speech from the other side of the world as he's on a shaman retreat on hallucinogens. He's still going to be giving you rating updates.
Nice.
That's great.
Nice. I'm going to swipe left. I don't believe this is happening.
So that means it's happening.
Yeah,
they already did it.
She said the technology's here.
I don't believe it. And not only that, and moreover, I won't use it. I won't use it. And then you know what's going to happen? I'm going to wind up using it all and being, this is the most awesome thing ever. Why did I ever think this was so dumb?
Cap, you're going to use it and you're going to get touched up from all over the place.
Oh, you know it. I'm going to have the holograph lady with the tight tuchus and the nice jeans grabbing my butt. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine you'll get touched up from Burning Man and Mammoth, a blues festival in the South, all over the world.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Same.
That's Radio Tinder. There it is.
Oh, it's only Monday.
Hey, coming up. No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, it is? Whatever.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. It's Tuesday. You're good. Coming up, let me ask everybody a question. If the Dodgers don't win the World Series, blank. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Beto Duran is in for the week for Sedano. Sedano's been on a really, really nice long extended break.
Good for him. He works a lot.
Yeah, he does work a lot.
He doesn't just work here. He works on TV. He works hosting the studio shows. He does play-by-play. The dude works a lot. And then, just like you, Cap, once football season starts, you're going to be grinding out, man.
Oh,
you're
going to
be
doing a lot of work. Yeah, it's all grind time.
Yeah, it's the summertime. People should take vacation. We don't. Like myself, Laura, we don't because we can't afford to because, you know, we got to be here grinding and hustling for you guys. So we got to be here to make sure that you, the full rich folks, can enjoy your vacation.
Wow, that's really nice of you. That's really sweet. I was saying earlier today, appreciate that.
Nobody comes in for my day because if I don't work, I can get paid.
That's true. I was saying earlier, though, I got this vacation guilt, Beto.
No, no. You've earned it, baby.
Well, let me ask you.
You've earned it. No, because you worked hard to get where you're at. You've earned it because you put in the grind over the years building up the Scott Kaplan brand, wherever you may be, on the East Coast, North Coast, West Coast, it doesn't matter. So you've earned this.
Well, let me
ask
you a question.
Don't ever feel guilty for being rich.
Well, thanks. Let me ask you this question.
How's that
range over? I'd like to be rich. That'd be great. But I want to ask you this. Should I, because I have off Monday, Tuesday of next week, but I don't really need the days off. Because I thought
yes, you do, because people like me need to work.
Okay, right. But hold on. Shouldn't I do this? Shouldn't I take off Monday, work Tuesday, then back up and take off this Friday so that I can host Steve Mason at Del Mar and we can go to the horse races?
I just got confused. I don't even know what your schedule is.
Me neither. Don't worry about it. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Let's get through Tuesday, man.
Let's get through Tuesday.
Right, especially considering you thought it was Monday all day. And believe me, I know how that goes. I do. I screw up the days all the time. Beto, let me ask you this. You ready? I'm going to phrase it this way and tell me what you think. If the Dodgers do not win the World Series, this season is a, and I said blank, but I'm going to fill it in. This season is a failure. Do you have to win the World Series for this season to be a success if you're the Dodgers? Because they're so dominant, they're so good top to bottom, And by the way, Bueller's still out. Kershaw with a back. Lots of pieces to the bullpen. I mean, anybody who's going to tell me that the Padres can be in the same breath as the Dodgers after they just got spanked in three straight games, and you're going to make the excuse, wait till Tatis comes back, forget about it. I'm saying the Dodgers are so good and so dominant top to bottom that anything other than a World Series win is, frankly, a failure. Is that too much? What do you say?
100% agree with you. But that's how I think about everything you do. If you're not going to be the last one standing at the end of the year, then what are you doing? You're not playing for participation, right? You're not playing for, oh, the best organization in the minor leagues. No, every single team. This is why, and I've said in the past how LA sports fans, Lakers and Dodger fans, are spoiled because their teams have showered them over the years with winning, and that's all you know. So when you're a team like the Dodgers, like the Lakers, your expectation is to be raising a banner, to be holding a championship trophy. This, oh, let's get into the playoffs, that's a good year. Who cares? This play-in playoff game, that sucks. Wild card, that sucks. It's be the best. Now, for the Dodgers, if they don't win, absolutely it's a failure. You can't have this payroll. You can't have this good a game. You can't have this big lead and not win. And mind you, yes, you're going to have that whole adage of, oh, when you get to the playoffs, things are different. It's a crapshoot. Absolutely. Well, you know what? That's why you play. So if your team comes in hot and they knock you out, well, you failed. You did not succeed with what you have. The Dodgers have won one World Series in Freeman's time, right? But he's given them everything that they need to succeed. They go and get the big names a couple years ago, Yu Darvish. Right now they got Freddie Freeman. You have the big opportunities. You've traded away prospects to go and get that. This isn't about winning one World Series. It's about winning three, four, five. It's about building a dynasty. The Giants did it. They were on that good run where they went back to back. They had a good time, right?
I think they won three World Series in 6 years. Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. The Yankees. How many did Jeter have, right? The captain's out right now. That's what you're supposed to do.
I haven't seen any of that series. Have you?
No, I'm waiting to binge it, but I've heard really good things about it. Especially the way that he just talks trash about people who say, oh, we could have beat them, but didn't. You know, like, well, then why didn't you? You know, that's just my attitude about everything you do. I tell my kid, you're going to go on the court, you better compete. Nobody cares if you're hurt. Nobody cares if they're older. Nobody cares if they're taller. You're on the court, you're all the same. Get after it and complete. You better win. Because if you don't, then what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I look at the Dodgers right now. They're 75-33. You might look at the Mets and go, okay, well, they're 71-39. They're a good team. St. Louis is leading their division. They've only got 60 wins compared to the Dodgers, who have 15 more. You might look at the American League. Not that I follow it intently like that. I follow the team, not necessarily everybody else in the league. I can't tell you what Tampa Bay is doing or what Kansas City is
doing. Because we don't care about Tampa Bay.
Exactly.
We don't care about the flyover cities, right?
But here's the thing.
We don't care about San Diego either.
Well, listen, why should you?
You don't. They're 18 games back.
Why should anybody be worried about the Padres?
You know who talks about? You know who talks about the Padres the most? Dodger fans. Absolutely. All my Dodger friends, all they do is bring out the Padres. Oh, look at what they're trying to do. If I'm a Padre fan, hell yeah. We're trying to compete with you. Are we on your level? No. Are we ever going to be on your level? No. But damn it, for so many years, the Padres are the ones selling their prospects. Now they're getting everybody else's best, right? Now you're bringing the studs. Now you're doing this. So are the Padres the ones that have to win this year? No. But are they going to have to compete the next couple of years to make sure that they're there? Absolutely, the way that they're getting built.
But I would just say this.
Would you rather be the Padres or the Angels right now?
I'd much rather be the Padres
exactly.
than the Angels.
So why do people hate on them for trying?
Oh, no, dude, I don't think anybody hates on the Padres for trying.
Yeah, they do. Look at Dodger Twitter. They hate that the Padres are doing anything. Never going to do this. Of course they're not. They're not going to win all these banners. They're not going to win the championship. They're not going to do anything like that.
No, but damn it, it's fun for them to try and compete. Yeah, they're going to try and compete.
Good.
Well, why would they not try and compete?
I wish you would.
If I were the Dodger fans, I'd be like, great. I'm glad you got Soto. I'm glad you got these other pieces.
But this is what I hate when we're like, oh, we swept them, and they're making all these memes about the Padre fans. It's like, yeah, you swept the team the 16 games back. You did what you're supposed to do.
Listen, last night, just to give you an example, the Padres lost 1-0 to San Francisco. You just got swept by the Dodgers, and you go home, and you can't even score a run to a team that's 15 games behind you? I mean, listen.
It happens, Cap.
I understand. What I'm getting at is this. The Yankees are a team that obviously everybody thinks is, you know, Yankees, maybe the Astros are a team that's going to likely come out of the American League. I don't care if it's the Yankees. I don't care if it's Houston. Doesn't matter if it's Minnesota. No, if I'm a Dodger fan, nothing other than a World Series satisfies me given this team this year, the way they're playing with this lead, with the number of pieces that are currently on the shelf. It's World Series or it's a failure.
Yeah. Why? Who says it wouldn't be? Don't tell me there's still Dodger fans out there that say, oh, it's okay if we get to the playoffs. Come on.
I don't think there's anybody out there like that.
There shouldn't be.
Playoffs not acceptable. Winning a playoff series not acceptable. You have to win the World Series with this team this year, given the way this team has been playing. Got to win the whole thing.
Absolutely. Because then you're going to go down to, remember those Braves teams for so long in the 90s? They were dominating, and then what did they do? They won one?
I mean, all those great pitchers, all those guys in the Hall of Fame from those Braves teams, and they did not accomplish what they everybody wants to be the New England Patriots, and the Dodgers can be that, should be that.
They need to be. One's not enough. And yeah, is it being greedy? Absolutely. Then don't tell me and don't show me that you're spending all this money. Don't bring the best out here. Don't have the shiniest toys and then not fulfill.
I'm with you on this. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I like it.
You should know me. All I care about is winning, man. I don't care about this second place stuff.
Beto Duran is in for Sedano for the rest of the week, which is going to make things very interesting around here. And by the way, I think I have figured out this whole fantasy football situation for the show. Everybody stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.